The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we start the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Lord Steve Elkin, sitting in tonight. It is January 3rd, 2023. The new season for tennis just started. It was a very short layoff here. The Australian Open is coming up pretty soon here, and there's a couple of tournaments in Australia right now. And so I'm watching some of these tune-up matches, tournaments prior to the Australian Open coming up. It's at the end of, well, middle of January, and a commercial comes on for MTV. On the tennis channel. This channel is, it's also played on many other channels, but it's RuPaul's drag queen runway thing. I'm watching the tennis channel. Now, I don't know how the tennis channel got bought off for advertising for RuPaul's LGBTQ, a bunch of fancy boys dressed up to do a runway show. I don't want to see it. I want to watch the tennis channel. I want to watch the tennis channel. If I'm watching Hallmark or something, by the way, Hallmark now has gone to the LGBTQ side of Christmas Story this year. This is the first time they've done this. Boy meets boy at Christmas. It's a nice love story. It'll melt your heart. The boy meets boy love story. Oh, geez. Isn't that what we all want? Now, I'm just sick of it, and I'm going to say something about it. And not only do I say it here, I'm going to say it wherever I want to go. And if I piss off people and they're saying, when they call me names, you got to call me names anyway. I don't care. You're not my friends. You know, friends wouldn't treat you this way. They would accept your opinions. May disagree with me, but they would accept your opinions. And if they don't accept your opinions, they're not your friends anyway. So hell with them. Again, increase your intolerance in 2023. Back to Dave in Nevada to finish up. I got a couple more calls, Dave, but what else you got for me?
Yeah, so this is basically cultural Marxism is what you're talking about through the media and television. I personally didn't think it would go to this extreme. And I'm kind of blown away by it, how far they've taken it. Mm-hmm. And it's basically going all the way to the end.
Yep.
They did it very gradually at first, and I'll give you an example. There's that. Do you remember that show, Will and Grace?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Will and Grace is the name of a man and a woman.
Yep.
But if you ever watched that show, there was a gay couple that featured very prominently in that TV show. And they were cast in a very nice light. They're a very pleasant gay couple. You know, there's nothing too scandalous going on.
No,
but they just introduced these things very gradually in the basically through mass media and television until it gets extreme to the point where you have to accept it.
Yep.
And now what they did was they started off with homosexuality. And then they took it to where we are now, which is everything, which is the LGBTQT thing, the gay and the queer and the trans, tranny thing. Now everything's now the homo thing is basically it's like vanilla. It's now
It's sad. It's sad is that they're grooming the children now. They really are grooming the children, and the parents have not stood up to the this battle here. And I don't understand it. I really don't understand. I know if I had a child in school back in the day, I would have definitely known about something like this. We used to go to PTA meetings, and we used to go to parent-teacher conferences, and we talked to the teacher, how's my child doing, what's on the curriculum. We understood what was being taught, and it was reading, writing, arithmetic, and science, and things like that. But what's happening now, if parents are just, they're dropping the ball. Flat out, they're dropping the ball. And as when it comes down to the entertainment industry, they were smart. They were smart when they did this.
Yeah.
Because they brought you homosexuality in comedy. So you'd laugh and you'd think, oh, that's pretty funny. You know what? They're not all so bad after all. That's pretty funny. And they broke you down by using humor. And then they took it from there. And then they just built on that, continued to build on that. I'll be honest with you. There's in my music catalog here, Elton John, gone, man. It's gone. I don't want any of this stuff in my collection here. I can recognize that some of these people have talent in music and different things, but keep your sexual preference to yourself. It's your own personal business. Do not advertise it. Nobody else is advertising theirs. And you know what? I'll respect you for the talent that you have and what you bring to make this world a better place here. If you're a musician and you make some great music, I'll acknowledge that. But as soon as you bring in your agenda, your homosexuality agenda, you've lost me. You've lost me. I now no longer respect you for the artist that you should have been, and I disrespect you, and I don't want any part of you. It's over.
Yeah. On the subject matter of Elton John, I'm like, I used to listen to Elton John. I think he's very talented.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to question, like, what's all the symbolism about? He must be talking about something that that's part of his lifestyle. But I'm going to tell you something that I find really interesting that relates to that. I was reading an article, and then I'll let you go. I was reading an article about famous gay couples, both men and women, lesbian couples and male couples that were married that are in the entertainment business. And I was just reading, thumbing through all their stories. All of the gay men that were married, this did not apply to the women. Most of the women did not adopt children, like a small handful of them. All of the male homosexual married couples they adopted, and like 100% of them, they all adopted boys. All of them. Yeah. None of them adopted girls. And check this out. They only adopted two boys. They didn't adopt 10. They didn't adopt 5. They adopted, they basically adopted one each for each guy.
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one.
And let the grooming begin. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to groom these kids. They're going to confuse these children. Yeah. And these kids are not going to grow up normal kids. They're not going to grow up normal at all. Sad.
Yep.
All right, Dave. Okay, appreciate the call. Got to move on
Thank you.
Patty in South Florida, you're on next.
Oh, Happy New Year, Steve. I always consider you my brother because you sound just like my brother. And you also remind me so much of your conversations, with John Stadtmiller, him. And love him and keep his memory alive.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, there's a few.
Yeah, I think John rubbed off on me quite a bit. I know
on me and you and everybody else, too. I mean,
our conversations on the phone outside of a show. He always said to me, you know what? Damn it. Why didn't I record this? We could have used this because you're really on a roll. I'm on a roll. We should have recorded
it. You guys together were magic. I mean, it's like a memory, a cherished memory I have in my brain, you know, hearing you guys just letting it loose and talking about it. I had a couple things I wanted to mention.
Sure.
But I know you got all the callers. But I'm like, why isn't anybody talking about this Brunson case? Because over the holidays, well, it was my birthday,
yeah,
Christ's birthday, and New Year's, and I was a complete hermit this year. I just totally kept myself in my own meditation and peace and quiet, and I had a great time. Mm-hmm. Unlike previous years, it was like, oh, I wish, why, how come I'm not married? I've worked so hard all my life. Mm-hmm. You know, would have been a great wife for somebody. I just threw all the depression and sadness and the crazy politics of the year and all that anger and everything. I just said, I'm going to just put that on hold, that I'm going to have a great birthday, great Christmas, and a great New Year, because God only knows what's going to happen this year. So, mm-hmm. We're alive. We're still here. And so I just was searching, you know, of course they were doing all the replays of various shows that I'd listened to, and here's one, Dr. Lee Merritt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She interviewed Harold, H-A-R-A-L-D, Kautz, K-A-U-T-Z. He's like this German physicist, genius. He's like a whole bunch of different interesting characters rolled into one. And I'm bringing this up first because I did want to talk about the Brunson thing. Mm-hmm. But he said something, and I thought about you. I got to mention this to Steve about human health. And, of course, I was in a very meditative, the Lord, how we're beautifully and wonderfully made. And he kind of caught Dr. Lee Merritt off guard, mm-hmm. when he said, when we meet people that have something that's contagious, we might catch it. Because we need it.
Well, you need, in order for your immune system to be activated and be of use to you, there has to be exposure. Right. Somewhere down the line, you have to be exposed to something.
What he was saying is, let's say you need to get rid of, I don't know, maybe mercury exposure or strontium or whatever they're spraying on us. If you catch this particular cold or this particular whatever disease that they call a disease, which isn't a disease, right, your body might need that because that's the thing that's going to help you detox it. Yeah. And I thought, wow, I never looked at getting sick that way before.
Well, actually,
you know,
that's exactly what was so wrong from the very beginning with this. We want to flatten the curve. We want to lock everybody down and put masks on.
Well, that's all herd. You know, we're all cattle and chattel, and, you know, they use the terminology.
Sure.
That's all allopathic medicine. Right. But when Harold Kautz said that, I'm like, wow, you know, that should give us all a reason to thank God for how beautifully and wonderfully we are made. That sometimes we're sick and we think we feel miserable. We should be really happy.
Yeah.
Because we caught whatever we caught because our body's trying to get rid of something.
Exactly, exactly.
And it may not even be the thing you think you're dealing with.
Yeah, well, the very idea that you have symptomology, signs and symptoms, is telling you that your immune system is activated now, and that's a good thing. If it didn't activate it, well, then you would go downhill pretty fast.
Right, so, but the thing was that your body needs that in order to get rid of something else that's even worse. That you may have something that's even worse, that if you come into contact with something else, your body might actually need that to help you get rid of the thing that was even worse. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, I just gotta share that. right. with Steve and everybody because we get all bummed out, depressed. Oh, no, I got to, you know, I'm under the weather. Maybe you're under the weather because God just blessed you with something to help you detox or get rid of something else that you needed to get rid of, and you needed this thing to help your body get rid of it. And I've never heard anything said quite that way before. But that was Dr. Lee Merritt with Harold Quartz. The other, do I have another moment with you?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I love you, by the way. I love you so much. I'm beside myself with love in my heart, you know, and just what we're going to be facing this year. I don't want my heart filled with anger, but yeah, I would love to run into you. Ain't ever really great conversation.
Well, you know what? When I go out and about, and I visit a lot of people. I go to flea markets. And I'm not necessarily looking for anything. I just like to get out and about and get some exercise.
Yeah, you attract it.
And I meet people, and I actually overhear their conversations. And if I hear something politics,
you're psychic.
If I hear something politics, I'm right in.
You really
right
are. You're always
I'm right in there. So.
You're always in the right place at the right time.
Hey, I got to move on here, though. I got another couple calls coming in, though.
Oh, please talk about the Brunson case, because this is January 6th, 2 years. In a way, it's a miracle it's coming before the Supreme Court.
Yeah. I saw that. I've been reading about that lately. So, yeah, I'll definitely talk about it. I've been reading about it a little bit.
Thank you for talking to me. God bless you.
You got it. Bye-bye. All right, back to the phones. Let's talk to Bob in Colorado. Bob, are you there?
Hi, Steve. How you doing, man? It's been quite a while since I talked to you.
Well, sorry about that long wait. I've been long-winded. I think we've had a couple other long-winded, but you're on now, so speak your piece. What you got to say?
Okay. I want to talk about the NFL a little bit because it'll take me back to where we go back to the gay agenda.
Okay.
I feel really sorry for this guy, but nowhere have you heard anywhere on the mainstream media about could it have been from the shot?
Yep. You're not going to.
I feel sorry for the kid. 23 years old.
24 years old.
To take,
yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to talk about that a little later here. Give you some more information on that. And I got something else that came to me here. And within about 20 minutes before the show here. This is breaking news. The U.S. government has set up outposts near the UC Medical Center where Damar Hamlin is currently in critical condition. Now, he's the guy that on Monday Night Football made the nice big tackle, stood up, and the next thing keeled over. Full cardiac arrest. This is reportedly due to issues that may arise following Damar's possible passing. They think he may die. Since when does the U.S. government get involved in an injury of an athlete, the COVID collapse? And what I responded back to him was, my good friend who sent me this article was, they have been arm twisting the doctors to make up some excuse to lead you away from the COVID shot. That's exactly what's being happening right now. They're leading you away. You're right. Nobody in the mainstream is going to talk about this here. Wait a minute here. The NFL was pushed to take these shots, and they're still pushing it. And this young 24-year-old kid drops full cardiac arrest. Probably he may die, and it'll be passed off as SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. No. There's a lot more going on here. And you know what I'm really angry about is not only will the mainstream media not be honest enough to talk about this issue of why these young people are just dropping. My own colleagues, the hospital, that will have their hands tied to even discuss the case, and they'll say, well, we can't discuss it because of HIPAA. The government is the biggest violator of HIPAA. Okay? They're the biggest violators of HIPAA. They're going to lie their asses off on this guy if he dies and find some other reason, and it will be far away from the COVID shots. Stay on the line. We'll come right back to you, Bob.
Okay.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Renegades. Thanks for the rent to the Renegades. That's what we need to be in 2023. Renegades. Yeah. Push your will. Push. They've been pushing their will. You know what? Here's what you need to do. Triple the moxie of these people pushing their agenda. Triple the moxie that they've pushed their agenda on you. Triple that moxie and push back. Push back hard. Push back very hard. Let them know you're existing. Let them know you're right there. That's how we win. We need to come together. I mean, flat out, we can't do this alone. You can't win a war by one person alone. We all have to come together here. And if you're unhappy with something, then speak up. You know, you can't tell your boss to go, you know, you got to be careful with what you say. But if you use some education and discretion here, you really can humble a guy and make him start to think, to say, you know what? Maybe you're onto something here. But everybody outside you, everybody other than your boss, your colleagues, speak the truth. Speak the truth. I know you want to keep. I want to keep you employed and everything, but the bottom line is, you need to push back. You need to speak your mind, and do it constructively. Do it educated wise, and say what has to be said. We've been silent for so long. We've been trying this other way of battling these people here, and you know what? It's been a failure. It's been a failure. I said that from the very beginning. I said from the very beginning, we got into this mess. We got into this mess by the word tolerance. And I saw the churches doing this. Oh, be tolerant. Be tolerant of these people. Be tolerant of their sexual lifestyle. Be tolerant. And tolerance got them inside the church. Tolerance got them to be married in your church. And tolerance is taking over. Now you want to say, wait a minute here, you really have taken it too far here, and now you want to do something about it, you want to push back. Well, again, tolerance got you into this mess. So in 2023, increase your intolerance. You're going to have to push back quite hard, and do it frequently, do it often, and let's get our lives back. Let's get back to some kind of normalcy. Because what they're preaching and what they're shoving down your throat is not normalcy. It's abnormalcy. It's abnormal. Okay? Keep it to yourself. Keep it in your bedroom. I don't give a damn. Done with that comments. Done with that agenda here. Not going to put up with it. These are my kids. You're not going to teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. I'm yanking them out. We're going to homeschool our kids. Everybody does this. It'll have an impact. It'll have an impact. You have to be united on this issue. Let's go back to Bob in Colorado. Bob?
Yes, Steve. What I wanted to say about the NFL, and I'm going to circle around to what you started out with the gay issue, is I feel sorry for this kid. I feel sorry for all these kids. Alex Jones today, Owen Schroyer, he read just hundreds of names of all these athletes that have died, tennis players, hockey players, everything.
Yep.
And then what was really cool about that is after that he said, but you know what, we have other people that are just as important. And he actually read, I think, the 10 or 12 names of the kids that got the first injection, including a couple kids that did the experimental. They volunteered. Yeah. And it was really sad.
Can kids really sign up to be experiment? No, parents have to do that.
That's right.
There's no child says, you know what? I want to be part of the experiment. I'll do that. No, you have to have a parental sign off on that. So parents are not being parents. I mean, can you imagine that? I can't imagine Bob, somebody approaching me saying, we've got this medication here. We've got this shot. It is experimental. It's never been done before, and we want to give it to children to see if it does what we think it might do. You want my child part of a science project? An experiment? Take a hike. I'm not experimenting with my child on anything.
Well, I know you don't really talk religion too much, but what I wanted to circle around to was, I sound like that redhead at her White House. I'm going to circle around. But anyway, I wanted to mention about the NFL, and I believe it was Thanksgiving. And J&B Liquor, they had a commercial. And this is what really, maybe God's putting his hand down on the NFL, but I think it was during a football game, Dallas Cowboys or something, where they said, show J&M at Thanksgiving dinner, and the grandfather took the grandchild in the bathroom, dressed him up as a woman. They came out, they all started clapping and sat down. And commercial two was the grandfather putting lipstick on his face. Somebody knocks on the door and he's wiping it off like he's all like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get caught. But it's okay to do to grandson. It was sickening.
Hold the line. We'll come back to you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Let's go back to Bob again. Finish up, Bob, real quick. I got 2 more behind you.
Yeah, all I wanted to say was, I thought when the NFL starts pushing this stuff, it's not just a white girl and a black guy. It's guys, black guys, white guys. It's just all mixed up, and they're pushing this agenda. And yep. I think the NFL ought to be held accountable for what they're showing on TV. That's all. So thanks, Steve. Yep. Take care.
You got it. It's like we lost Tom. Tom, if you're listening, call back. I know it's been a while. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Francis in North Carolina. Welcome, Francis.
Hello, dude. Hey, young man.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm here. It's interesting about that football player that lost his life.
He didn't pass away now, did he?
I couldn't tell you to save my bananas as to whether or not he lost his life or not.
Okay, Michael, if you get a chance, see if you can find an update for me. Last time I said he was in critical condition. They were talking about turning off the ventilator, which is not a good sign, which means end of life here, or probably maybe they're going to look for to donate his organs or something. But that's the last I heard. They were talking about turning off the vent, and it didn't mean extubating him and weaning him off the ventilator because he's improved. It sounded like he was going in the bad direction here. So, Michael, if you find some new information, let me know real quick here.
Well, to say the least, if the young man does lose his life, which I hope it don't,
okay,
that's a major insurance policy that, quite frankly, that will be dished out, which is very disgustingly pathetic, given how young the young man is.
I'm getting 6 minutes ago. One of the networks was still saying he's still in critical condition, so he's still alive right now. He's still alive.
Well, good. Well, if anything, I think it's already been noted that the Corona injection, which is supposed to be protecting or helping to protect whatever the body or whatever from this Corona fiasco.
Yeah.
This thing is so distorted, it's not even silly, because quite frankly, it's attacking young people, young athletes' heart, among their bloodstream and so forth, coupled with what's going on electronically with your 5G and so forth, ad nauseam. It's no wonder young people are having issues. There was a video that's on the RBN site about crimes and cover-up, as well as one regarding Dr. Tenpenny and so forth. And I end up watching both, and I have my own sense. I think I've already relayed that to you previously about the culprits behind the whole fiasco, what should happen to them, including the Gates Foundation, including any other orchestrators that were behind the scenes, for that matter. Right. So, again, I don't know if I related that to you, what my previous thought was about that in response. But to say the least, when I first watched it, I was speechless. I couldn't say anything until much later. Then it just walled up, and I realized now what needed to be done, especially when you're doing something that affects the rest of your fellow human beings, for that matter.
Yeah.
As far as the whole gender and sex thing and all that, ironically, my question is this. How much are the parents getting paid to parade their child that is barely in their teens on a national television show, saying that they are a headliner, a stream, whatever you want to call it? Yeah. I had seen one, I think, last night or the night before, and I almost hurled.
Mm-hmm.
I almost hurled. And so the question is, are the parents getting paid off the side for this garbage, or is there something else going on? Because I know this. I know they're trying to do mass genocide by getting kids to lose their testicles, lose their ovaries, and whatever else have you, just to cut back on the population.
Sure.
And so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, the parents have to let the child know that if you want to have kids later on down in life, wait until you've gone into puberty, whatever age that is nowadays. Wait till you go into puberty, and then you can make up your mind, and then go out the door, because either we accept you or we don't, depending on what your decision is.
Yeah.
And there's a door.
Yeah.
You've learned what you need to know in life. Out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I got to say that Child Protective Services is worthless. Like I said, I made the example earlear that if 30 years ago, if I were to hand a Hustler magazine or a Penthouse magazine to an 8-year-old little boy and say, hey, check this out, and he were to take that magazine back to his house, his parents would have called CPS. I would have had law enforcement on my doorstep, knocking on my door, saying, probably in handcuffs, because I was trying to corrupt a child. But today CPS is worthless. Worthless CPS.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, in closing, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple in my Corona or any other variants with it. Later on.
Well, I'm envious. I could go for one right now. I really could. Hey, thanks again for the call, Francis. Appreciate the call. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Tom in Utah. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Tom.
I'm going to keep this really super simple.
Okay.
If you don't want a blood clot, don't bring in the blood proteins that trigger your immune system, especially once it's been primed with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To actually go after the alien blood proteins.
Right.
When your body goes against those alien blood proteins, that's when you have the clot.
Yeah.
So I tell people, if you've been injected, keep the blood proteins out of your experience. Plain and simple.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about this, and I talked about this, geez, eons ago. I probably was the first one, I know the first one on this network to discuss it, and I threw it by Dr. McCullough, who, for some reason, he never answered my question, but I was always suspicious.
To offend you.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know. He didn't know me quite well, and we didn't have that great a rapport yet. We were once in a while, but then he starts to send me stuff. I send him stuff, and I think he knows where I am. He knows my medical background. But the question I asked early on was, when I saw those big red buses in the parking lot of the Walmart, my question was, is the blood supply being contaminated with spike protein from these COVID shots? And it's a logical question to ask. And I think I may have hit the nail right on the head. But yeah, I think that's exactly what's happening. I'm seeing Dr. now, Tom Woods, and many other people are talking about, yes, the blood supply is being contaminated. Save your own blood, store it, and then for a surgery if you needed to, or get unvaccinated blood. But I think I hit the nail right on the head here. This is a serious issue because our blood supply will be contaminated, and these people are just going to continue to infuse this blood into people who need it. Next thing you know what, guess what? Just like the AIDS situation here. Now somebody has AIDS because they got AIDS blood. Now they'll have this vaccinated spike protein blood from the COVID-19 shot. This is a mess. It's a huge mess.
Well, it's not specific to that moment that you're vaccinated. So it depends on what else you're doing to actually. It's like they put the primer into the cartridge.
Yeah.
But when they haven't packed the rest of the cartridge with powder, that's up to you.
Yeah. I got what you.
So
I go
don't bring I, somebody yeah. else's blood into your blood supply.
Yeah.
And that's what your liver is designed to do, is to try to protect you from infusing other individuals' blood. But when the liver fails, and that foreign blood material, blood protein, ends up in your bloodstream, it turns your body against that tissue that by default will create the problem and also attack even your own hemoglobin.
Yeah, and they knew that. They knew that, Tom. They knew
that. Very carefully engineered. Oh, yes.
They knew this. They knew everything about this. And that's why they speedily went through the warp speed and got an emergency use authorization to put it out there. That's why they've been holding back their data of everything about the trials and everything they've done on this stuff. They knew it. They knew exactly what this thing was. It is a bioweapon. No doubt about it. It's a bioweapon. Tom, got to get going here. Got two more in the loop here.
Nothing happens by accident.
Nothing happens by accident. You're correct. Great call there, Tom. Good call. Jim in Virginia, you're up next.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, you?
Good, not too bad. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I want to talk to you about kids and tolerance.
Okay.
First of all, we're referring to our children as kids, and we have to stop doing that. A rabbi said kids are referred to as young goats. That's the most sacrificed animal in the world. So we got to stop doing that, okay?
Okay.
They're
okay.
Children, not kids.
Okay. Okay.
You're a smart guy, dude. Just remember that. I know you're very smart because I listen to you all the time. Second thing, the tolerance. Remember when we were growing up and someone said they were gay, and they usually got taken out back and beaten up. But we started tolerating gays, and look where we are today. Isn't it sad?
Yeah.
Because we tolerated gay. Now look what we're dealing with. We should have not.
You know, it's interesting,
stuff.
But back in my day, in your day, I'm not sure how old you are, but
I'm we older always than you.
We suspected some kids in school. We always suspected. You know, you could always tell because they were cliquish. They hung out with their own people because they felt comfortable. And you always suspected, well, you know, they're gay probably. And you know what? I don't care. It didn't bother
you
me.
You should
it didn't
care.
Any of us. We didn't care. Well, no, I didn't care because that was their own business and they weren't trying to push an agenda on us. And they actually kept their mouths shut. They stayed pretty much in the closet or they stayed with their own kind.
Yes, but and, the problem is we've learned to tolerate it and they've come out of the closet. And
oh, big
the
time.
Problem is we've tolerated it.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. You said that word earlier today, toleration.
Yep. Tolerance.
And the problem is we're in a situation now where they're going to just pull out everything in the books. And
everything,
we're at a point right now where it's bad.
I mean, the shock effect already, I don't know what else they're going to throw at us in 2023, but what they're throwing at us now is like, oh, geez, how can you top that now? How can you top that? I'm sick of it. And again, if parents are not going to be parents and push back, the best way to do is pull your children out of the public school system. Just pull them out. Find a good program online. Homeschool your children. Work with other people. Network with other people and their skill sets. And you educate your children at home. Pull them out of this grooming indoctrination system. Pull them out now.
Yeah. True. We got to just stop tolerating. We got to stop tolerating.
I agree.
Thank you. You're a very good host.
I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Yes, increase your intolerance. Tolerance got us in this mess. And the churches are responsible for that. They're the first ones who were approached with dropping their standards, their value system, their religion, to saying, oh, come on, just be a little tolerant with this. You know, what's the old saying? Hate the sin, love the sinner. I think they started off doing that first, and then that led to becoming tolerant. Be tolerant of these people. Christ would not come down hard on them, and I disagree. I do believe in Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't believe that turned out too well for the homosexuals. So if you believe any of the Bible stories, this tolerance thing got us in all this mess, so stop being so damn tolerant. Increase your intolerance for 2023. Back to the phones, Misty in Kansas. Welcome, Misty.
Hi, Steve. I've got a few statements to make, but in the beginning of your program, you had stated about, we need to get politicians on board that stand for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
And now, first and foremost, I'm sure you recognize that we cannot have dual citizens running this government. Okay, that was my first point. So it needs to be American nationals. Secondly, where Francis just called in, my Corona, and what the deal is, there was a 38-year-old former NFL player. Lord knows I can't pronounce his name, UCHENWANERI. He called for to put unvaccinated people in jail. Yeah. He died at 38 years old, just suddenly.
Right. I saw that.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
So the baby boy that's in the hospital right now, he is he has not died. That's correct. These are two totally different people. Happened on the same day. And I appreciate what you said. It's really interesting because Joe Biden's supposed to go visit, and now all of a sudden the feds are surrounding that. Now, what the hell? So we already know what's going on here.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, and then my last point here is, and I agree with everything. Now, if we can ever get back to the Bill of Rights, gays have been around forever. I mean, let's just be real. Okay.
Yeah.
But, and the Bill of Rights allows you that, right? That's not my business, like you say. But when it starts being promoted in the public square, you understand?
And using my money. And using my money. Right.
Exactly. That's where the issue is. It's the Bill of Rights lets you do. Now, I mean, I'm not talking just crazy bullshit. Excuse me.
No, that's right.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying. I mean, no pedophilia. You don't. No. But in the gay community, and you know, that's what I'm saying. It's been going on forever. And when you start putting it in the public square is when. That is when you're violating the Bill of Rights, if you start going through it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, I just say, oh, Lord, let's just hang on tight because this year is going to be crazy.
It is. It is.
And
that.
I appreciate you, Steve, and I'll listen to you all the time. And, you know, you're doing
well.
All
I can say
job.
That I don't do a whole lot of biblical scripture here, but I do have a mug over here on my desk. It is. It says all things are possible to those who believe. And that's Mark 9:23. And I did a really kick-ass end-of-the-year jazz show. I call it my tribute show to all those artists that passed away in the last year and earlier. It was probably my finest show I've ever put on, and I was very proud of that show. And I told my listening audience, and I don't throw a lot of politics in the administration there. It doesn't. They didn't say I couldn't. I do sometimes. I've never heard a word from management saying, hey, you know, you're doing a jazz show. You can't throw in politics. But I did ask, I said, for a lot of prayer, a lot of hope, crossing fingers that we get back to something we realize and recognize as real rights and freedoms as Americans and stop being guided by fear. And that's what actually was what's hurt us is because so many people have been guided by fear.
Mm-hmm.
And people in fear do not think, and they're easy to be taken advantage of, and our rights and freedoms, if we want them back, we're going to have to take them back. They're not going to give them back too easily. We're going to have to take them back. And that's why I talk about increase your intolerance in 2023. Start pushing back really hard. Start pushing
Amen.
Back.
Amen. And I agree. And by the way, one last thing. I know you. Yeah. Where can I listen to that? Your blues.
It's jazz and
jazz, my bad.
You know what? Give me an email and I'll send you all the sites that pick up my show across the globe.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I don't save it. Nothing's saved to archive. I wish they were.
Mm-hmm.
There actually one person that Dave Grant's. He Dave Grant. He records all my shows and because he's a big jazz fan, and I think he probably has a link, and he could send me the link. I could actually send you. It was a 4-hour show. And if he could do so, I'll send it to you. Just send me an email at my offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'll send it to you. Okay.
Can I give it to Mike or whoever's running the board?
Yeah, give it to Mike. Give me a Mike. Yeah, give it to Mike.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
you got
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Keep going, dude.
All right. Back Thank to you. Looks like maybe our last caller tonight, John in Michigan. Hey, welcome back, John. How are you doing?
Well, Steve, and happy, hopefully blessed New Year.
Oh. Only hope so. I only hope so.
I would have loved to hear that program too. I love music. I love jazz. And
what I offer in that show is not only some great music. I give quite a bit of history and background on the artist, and some interesting things. I've met many of these artists myself, and there's always a great story to share that goes along with the song. So That's why my show typically is 3 hours long, but the tribute show always ends up being 4 hours, so it was a 4-hour show. And that 4 hours was a fine show. It was one of those shows like, damn, I don't want to quit. I don't want to go home. I enjoyed it that much.
Well, up here in northern Michigan, we have a show that comes on every Sunday night called The Juke Joint, and he has archives, and it's just wonderful. It's 3 hours of I think next show is going to be dedicated to Elvis, but he goes through all different types of music. But the basic format is blues, and it's just phenomenal. I love it every time, and you would probably enjoy it too. It's on the internet at Central Michigan University's radio station. You might check it out. But as far as these vaccines go, what people have to understand is the schools have been forcing these vaccines on these people for years. Anyone that's 50 and above. 50 and below has been introduced to the vaccines every time they went to school, which is illegal here in Michigan. It is; it's just fraud.
Sure.
I've taken that before county boards and also the school boards. And so these players are all from that era. They're all young. They've all been vaccinated. And so when their boss tells them to vaccinate, they they just, they're all clueless. Most people are. My sister, Mary Tocco, who you know, is a vaccine researcher, has so much information out over her 40 years of research. She even had a show on RBN. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing good about these things. And not the experimental, they just don't look beyond the eyes of the white coat that's telling them it's a good thing for you. So,
I know. Sad.
All of the owners agree to this because they're all part of the New World Order bunch. I would say every one of them. And so it's sad that I'm glad that it happened on TV so that people can see that there's some reality behind people talking against it, because it's not a vaccine, it's a kill shot. And also, the best thing I think that came out of it is to see these men on their knees praying. They won't come out to the national anthem. What some people feel is anti America when they do that, and it all depends on how you look at what the words are saying. But we've been a war country for the bankers for years. But that's just a couple of things I wanted to share with you.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
And so people. Just and as far as homeschooling goes, it is the education system. It is toxic. I took our children out. We homeschooled them from seventh grade on, and I think your daughter does the same thing in Indiana.
Yeah, my daughter does it too. Both are teachers.
My son lives in Whitestown, and it'd be nice if their families, if they're close, to get together, because they do have a homeschool group they meet on every Friday. And I saw a thing on the Amish people. It was called on the regular network, and they go to eighth grade, folks, and what they get and they have one school, one room schoolhouse. The younger children are up front, the older ones in the back. So what we have here today in the school system is just really toxic for the.
I agree.
Families and people.
Totally agree. Totally agree. Thank you.
I was trying to look up that the title of that, but I must have put it someplace else. But there was a great story about the Amish folks, and these people have multi-million-dollar businesses. They have lawns.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not all
furniture businesses. Plug-in. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes, they do.
But they only have to go to eighth grade. So there's something to that, because I know back in the 1800s. If you had an eighth grade education, you were more intelligent, more wise than a person with a bachelor's degree today.
Right. All right, John. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Steve. And
hey,
God bless
thank you
RDA.
Very much. Appreciate it. One last time I'll leave you here. I got so much more information. I'm looking forward to Sunday already and Monday. And Ron McDonald will be back with me on Monday in that second hour. With the holiday travel delays, interesting that the power grid, people couldn't fly back. So what do you think about those electric cars? You know, the grid goes down, you can't charge your car up. And did we all forget about that batteries don't do well in winter when it's really, really cold and the batteries drain down? Did we forget all about this? Did Biden forget about this? Oh, he knows about it. Because the whole Green New Deal is nothing but fraud. It's the impossible dream. That completes our show tonight. Thank you. I'll see you back again on Sunday night with Off the Beaten Path. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. We will talk again. Good night.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.